Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
She was like, you know what? I understand that you have these feelings, and I also understand that you want to be truthful to your work, but how do you think it makes me feel to only hear your side of what's happening between us in this song and know that everybody else is going to hear only that side? They're not going to hear my side of it. I had to stop and I had to take pause. She was right.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Carrie Ballou. As a rapper and the founder of the Empire State Music and Arts Festival, Carrie Ballou is a staple of the New York City music scene. Carrie's wide range continues to help him connect with audiences from the U.S. to Australia. He was also featured on episode 69 of Broken Bulbs, so if you want more Carrie, download that episode as well. But he also wrote lyrics about a relationship without considering the other person and their story. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help and enjoy the show. Carrie Ballou, ready to talk about another one of your broken bulbs?
Yeah, dude, let's do it.
All right, so this time we're talking about relationships. It's integral to who we are as people and as creative people. But sometimes our creative endeavors get in the way of those relationships, and you have a specific example. So would you mind laying the groundwork for us here? How, like, what was going on, and how was your creative work getting in the way of your relationships?
I was at a point with my partner where communication was very tumultuous. We were struggling to trust each other within the things that we said, within the things that we did in arguments, outside of arguments. And it was because of what had happened to us previously in our lives. And I got to a point where I needed an outlet. I needed a way to kind of just break free. And I just started writing again. I started to record a lot of music. And one particular day, I have a song on my album that's coming out. It's called Tell Me What to Do. And all of the recording that I do for this particular album has been in the house. I didn't go to studios at all. And so because it's quarantine, when I'm in the house recording, my partner's also in the house hearing me record or hearing me write and create these words and these verses, these songs. And there's this one lyric that I have where I say, the writing is on the wall. I basically say, I can see the end of this coming. And I'm singing this. I'm singing this loud as hell in the house. And she had to hear that. And she came to me after and she was like, what does that mean? And I was like, what do you mean? What does it mean? And she was like, what does that mean? Like, how can you say that? I'm right here. I'm right here. Like, you see me, I'm right here. And I'm like, yeah, but it's how I feel. Like, I'm not going to not say how I feel just because you're in there. And she was like, you know what? I understand that, you know, you have these feelings. And I also understand that you want to be truthful to your work. But how do you think that makes me feel to hear that? How do you think it makes me feel to only hear your side of what's happening between us in this song and know that everybody else is going to hear only that side? They're not going to hear my side of it. And I had to stop and I had to take pause because she was right. You know what I mean? She was right. And at that point, you know, I was really in my bag, just like it was flowing. Everything was flowing out. The words, the lyrics, they were all so good, and they were all so authentic and just honest and vulnerable and all of these things. And I had to ask myself a question and really, really question, is this healthy for your relationship to be this honest? Or is there another way that I could be honest but not hurt her feelings too? And I think that took me to a place, that day took me to a place where I was really, really, really focused on myself. And I had to stop thinking like an I and think like a we, and include my partner in my thought process. And, you know, we're talking about the music, but it also extends into everything else in my life. You know, I was moving as a lone wolf, and I belong to a pack, and you can't do that. You know what I mean? You just can't do that. And so we discussed and discussed and discussed and discussed and discussed. And, you know, eventually we came to a common ground. And I think that there are still moments where it changes. You know, it's a constant compromise. It's not something that's going to ever be fixed, right? Because there are always going to be lines that she might not like. There are always going to be things that I want to say that maybe she doesn't agree with. Or, you know, there'll always be a point where, you know, my music is being interpreted by people who don't actually know the fucking story. They're just connecting to it the way they connect to it and whatever way they think it's supposed to happen. But it really, this conversation and this particular day really initiated the thought that I can't just move for me anymore. The way that I move can't just be with me in mind. It's got to be with me and my family, because one day, you know, there'll be more, you know, there'll be kids, other people will be affected by this. And in order to effectively be a good partner, a good husband, be a, you know, a good father, friend, whatever the case may be, son, brother, whatever. You know, you have to be able to take into consideration other people's feelings. So,
yeah, I love that. I mean, music is such a raw form of communication too, right? Like, it says so much about how we feel. And so I think taking in that perspective and that consideration of maybe, you know, expressing that it's just us that's feeling this, like we're there expressing our emotions, you know, in a vacuum almost, right? Maybe without the consideration of all of these other moving parts and all these other people who say, oh, well, that's not how I felt about it, you know?
Right, and, exactly.
Yeah, and I think that's really awesome. So I guess maybe looking for some specific advice, what are some of the things you think people can do to make sure they improve their communication so that they are more considerate of the feelings of those around them?
I'm actually in therapy right now, and I'm learning something called active learning. And it's a way of listening first, right? Active listening, sorry. And it's a way of taking in what that person says, acknowledging what that person says, how they feel, what they're going through, the perspective that they have, and then, you know, saying it back to them, giving them validation that you do hear them, that you do understand where they're coming from, and also not making it about you. Right. Like, I think a lot of times, especially artists, because we're sensitive about our shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I made this fire verse and you're telling me no, 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 I'm like, yo, I'm not changing this, bro. Like, this verse is too fire. Like, it's no way. But being able to not just put myself in the center and realizing that, hey, this is going to affect her too, right? Like, this is going to affect how she moves. And if it gets big enough, it could literally change your life. You know what I mean? And then she'll also be under the microscope. She'll also have to deal with the things that are being dealt with. So not being selfish, letting go of ego, and really just actively listening to your partner and trying to understand where they're coming from. Because I think that's where a lot of the bad energy, bad vibes come from. You know, that person not feeling heard, that person feeling like what they feel isn't important. And when you can take that person's feelings and center them and make it not about yourself, man, it's so much comes out of that. I've gotten so much, and my relationship has, you know, progressed so much more because of that. So
letting people feel heard and knowing that they are heard. I think that's fantastic advice. So, of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what's working for you. What are you here to promote? Of course, I know you've got some new music out within the past few months here. I'm saying that because we're recording this ahead of time, and I'm not sure when this episode's going to air yet. But feel free, brag a little bit. Tell us what's going on and where people can find you.
Yeah, my name is Kerry Blue. You can find me at KBlue Music, KBLUmusic.org. I'm also on Instagram at KBlue Music, KBLU Music. I released a project earlier in the year. It came out June 1st. It's called The Game is the Game. I also released a single on March 30th. Seems like so long ago. God, time is flying. March 30th, and it has been such a blessing. The reception from people has been so amazing, with venues, you know, starting to reopen more and more and more. Shows are getting better and better and better, and I'm just excited, man. I'm just excited about concerts and music and live music again, and, you know, it's just been a blessing. This year has really been a blessing, so thanks for having me, man.
I love it. And I'm going to have links for everything that you do down in the show notes. And I'm excited for everybody to go and check out your work. And with that, I just want to say once again, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. This is something I've never thought of. How often do we tell stories without consideration of the other person's experience? Compromise and communication is the remedy for this, and it works in any relationship, past, present, brother, sister, mother, father, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you are to them. It's probably a good idea. Special thanks to Kerry Blue for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs once again. Be sure to check out his latest music, all linked down in the show notes. You can also find him on episode 69 of Broken Bulbs. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share the show with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. It helps get the show around, and we're still aiming for that 10,000 download an episode goal. Let's see if we can get to it. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the CreateVine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.